Time for the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Now, an overseas company has announced plans to build a dairy processing plant in the Waikato.
Yeah, as Nicholas in business just mentioned, Singapore-based Olam International wants to build a factory in Tokoroa in southern Waikato, which it says will create 50 to 60 full-time jobs when it's fully operational. The company is a food ingredients business. It has dairy operations in Russia, Uruguay and Malaysia, and also grows and sources cocoa, coffee, nuts and spices from other countries too. The first stage of the plant is expected to be up and running in the spring of 2023. The company's Senior Vice President of Dairy, Neville Sabri, says New Zealand's farming standards and milk quality are well regarded, and the venture will help it meet growing consumer demands.
We service customers through providing them functional ingredients. So we sometimes offer them single ingredients like dairy, but we also mix multiple ingredients because we are a company which has a large cocoa, coffee, nuts, spices portfolio as well. So we even offer our customers a mix of these ingredients as well. So the intent is that we use New Zealand to source the high-value dairy ingredients, and then we either supply them as dairy or we also provide them a solution for their day-to-day needs.
Neville Sabri says at the moment it's seeking farmer suppliers within a 100-kilometre radius of the plant. While Olam isn't exactly saying how many farmers it's looking for, Mr. Sabri says it's confident it'll get the milk it needs.
Yeah, obviously before we really went ahead with this investment, we engaged with farmers in the vicinity. We took their feedback. We then worked back to see if we have a viable competitive offering for them. Only once we realize that we have something which is competitive, which is valuable for a farmer, then only we got the comfort to announce this investment. So we are definitely confident that we will be able to secure the required milk.
Olam owned a stake in Open Country Dairy, which is New Zealand's second largest milk processor, for over a decade, and Neville Sabri says that gave it a good understanding of the industry here.
Now, kumara prices are sitting at low levels not seen for nearly a decade.
Yeah, warm and dry conditions led to this year's crop being 35% higher than last season. About 25,000 tonnes have been harvested. Despite the spike in sales during lockdown, there is still plenty in storage, which is keeping the price low for consumers between $2.50 and $3.50 a kilo. Delta Produce Group in Dargaville is the country's largest kumara producer. General Manager Lockie Wilson says prices haven't been this low in 9 years.
Obviously, if you've got a large crop and you've got to move it, we've got 12 months to move it. It's all got to be gone by the middle of January, pretty much, because that's when the new season stuff comes in. So, we've got a deadline, I suppose, to pack towards. And if we want to sell it all, we've got to price it accordingly. Unfortunately, what it means for the grower this on a year like this, it's less than the cost of production. Yeah, definitely not profitable. You wouldn't want too many years like that. Put it that way.
Mr. Wilson says prices should remain the same for the rest of the year, so plenty of time for people to come up with some creative kumara dishes. And that ends the rural news for this morning. Our next update is at 12:35 during Midday Report.
Ngā mihi mō te rā, Sally Murphy, thank you very much for that update.